Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, Dog P's like hello to him. Hey,
right away, I want to shake your hand and apologize to you.
Are you talking about for 20 years of physical and emotional abuse that you've been putting me through?
Okay. Yeah. Don't kiss me. Just give me a good
I'm not going to kiss you, even though we're both Italian.
You're a Polak.
I changed to Italian. Changed. I'm Italian by proxy.
Okay. Okay.
Tony Bob...
Barbieri.
Tony
Barbieri.
Tell me how you say it.
Tony Barbieri.
Tony Barlarni.
Sit down.
You know this stuff.
All right. And Mr. Barris, I need to apologize to you.
Okay.
Wow, Scaremaster. I like this new Scaremaster.
Yeah,
that's how you do it. That's how you do it.
I would like to ask you one question.
Yes, sir.
As you walk by, Wolfie was sniffing your ball sack, you know, going for the Italian meatballs.
Holy cow, Scaremaster, are you losing weight? Are you losing weight?
Yeah, I'm losing a lot of weight.
You're looking good, buddy.
I haven't been eating. I haven't
Why
had
not?
Any food around. Don't have the money for
Have
food.
You been getting plenty of protein?
Yeah,
I mean, besides...
I'm taking supplements.
I know you are, dude.
The first thing I need to bring up is the emergency that's coming up.
What's the emergency?
Actually, Tom and I were talking yesterday, and that's Tom Brennan and I.
Your publicist.
Yes.
He is, without question, the best publicist in the big three.
I got to agree.
Thank you. Well, he asked me to ask you for help on this matter.
I can't loan him money.
No. We're not talking money. I'm in the system.
What's the
Whoa,
system?
Whoa, that's like that Robert Palmer song.
The system meaning the black being blackballed in Hollywood.
Yeah, I know.
It's because you're communist and ties.
I'm not a communist, you knucklehead.
You but are?
No. I have nothing to do with any political garbage.
Have you ever been a communist?
No.
Like Donald
are you related
Trumbo.
To
you're
anybody?
The, you're
I just
the
said
Don-
I have nothing
have
to
you
do with-
ever supported someone in the Communist
I have
Party?
Nothing to do with political parties.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever see a Dalton Trumbo movie?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see
right.
that.
So real quick, let me read these off to you, please. And
Well, can we start the show? Do you mind if we start
yeah,
the show?
Yeah, let's start the show. Let me.
Okay,
let me,
but this seems important, so
this
we'll get
is
to this.
Extremely important.
We'll get to this right after we start the show.
Start the show, and then yeah, this is an emergency, and I need to talk to you about.
Well,
this.
Then can we listen to this song?
Go for it.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm your pal, Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
And I'm Scary Perry.
Together, we are the
Big
Three.
Okay.
That might be a record, the longest.
Well, really, a long. That was a big, big three.
Okay. Now. My emergency...
Okay, before you get to that, we got to talk about what's going on. The most important thing, whatever's happening with you, that's your business. Together, we're here pushing...
The bit!
And we don't need to do well, that again. No, please, bear with
thing.
Me. Bear with me. We'll get to this important thing with you, but you got to remember, we are now 1 week away from the Windy Weekend.
Correct.
If you haven't bought tickets, you better do it immediately.
ASAP.
You know what I liked is I turned on KCAL 9 News... and Channel 5 today, and they both had bumpers thrown out to commercial going, are we up for a windy weekend? We'll find out after this.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
So people are really starting to, like, really kind of promote it.
I don't know if that has anything to do with
it's
us.
All subliminal advertising.
But
they were talking about it being windy outside.
No, but that's why we work it in.
Right.
Mm, good point.
It's like if we were in the Indonesia and we named it the tsunami coming in a couple days.
Okay. Well, real quick.
All right. So anyway, this is starting on October 11th through the 14th. Obviously, we have the big podcast in the main room of the world famous comedy store. Tons of surprises. And what else happens that night?
Okay. Listen. Things are going to happen whether we want them to happen or not. We just got to be cool and roll with it.
All right. Can I?
I don't know what that means
can
exactly.
Can I get back to
just
a
second. We've got it. We got to
continue. Hey, am I part of the show?
Sure, Wolfie.
I don't know, Wolfie.
Oh, I love Wolfie in the show, Dan.
Maybe we'll have you open it.
Wolfie, you got to be in the show. Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. I'd love to open the show.
You know, my only fear, Dan, about Wolfie is that, like, Call of the Wild right before the show's about to start, Wolfie gets that scent in the air. He's coming down. Wolfie's coming down to the Comedy Store, like, walk along Hollywood Boulevard. Wolfie looks to Ted, smells something in the hills. Who knows what it is? Is it a wounded raccoon? It's just a Call of the Wild, and it takes off.
Whoa.
That's it.
You won't do
that. Hey, I give you my word of honor, I won't do that.
That's what White Fang said.
Hey, is Mary Jane going to be part of it?
Yeah, Mary Jane's going to, we'll have her open the show.
Oh, okay, that's wonderful, thank you.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, anyway, so that's on Friday night. On Saturday, get yourself ready, because what we have that night, we are showing Windy City Heat on the 10th anniversary of it being released.
At the Arc Theater on La Brea, right?
Exactly.
In Hollywood. Let's scare him. I have to tell him about it.
I've never been to the Arc Theater.
Oh, my God. You've done no research?
I it holds a little over 700 people, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a humongous theater. And thank God there's at least one of those still left. Because I remember other theaters that were big like that, too.
Like what?
Back in Palm Springs.
Like what kind of movies would you see in Palm Springs?
Regular
favorite one?
GPG and
favorite ones.
Favorite one?
Yeah, that you saw in the big theater in Palm Springs.
Oh, my God. Kramer versus Kramer?
Okay, let's stop there. Let me ask you a question.
Well, wait a minute. Can you tell your idea for what happens at the movie theater?
Oh, yeah. Going... You should smoke out when the lights go down.
That wasn't what I was talking about.
Sorry, Mole. Not around me.
Okay, listen. Here's a couple ideas I have, okay? I think that everybody, by now, everybody knows that costumes are very encouraged at the screening because a couple of the winners of the costume contest are going to get to go to the VIP Chili Cook-Off the next day.
Right.
Win tickets to that, and that's a big deal.
So you wear your favorite Big Three podcast character
or Windy City Heat character.
Come there, and we will decide.
And we have a fashion contest.
Two people.
Costume contest. And fashion show.
Two people will get a chance free of charge to go to the Chili Cook-Off the next day.
Yeah.
By the way, I should say one thing. At the Comedy Store, you're not allowed to bring cameras. But I say, fuck them. I want everybody to bring cameras, take pictures with
iPhones,
their phone.
Right. Galaxy, Samsung Galaxy.
Right. You can 4S. Do it that way. I think that the idea, you could say cell phone.
Polaroid.
Polaroid. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to get you to
Pentax, Canon, Olympus.
We're trying to get. Leopard. Yeah. Okay. We're trying to get you to take pictures to put on the worldwide internet.
Do we have a hashtag for everything during the show like that with pictures?
You will figure that out. We'll get that trending.
Yeah, that's
we
what
we want
to
be the number one trending thing. Anyway, on the screening, want everyone to come in costumes. But this is what anyone on the internet or any fans can start thinking about. This movie, we're thinking about making it to be like that. What's that movie that's really popular? People watch it in that Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I know what you're talking about.
I just said it.
Hold on.
It's Rocky
Usually
Horror.
Usually it's a midnight show.
It's a midnight show and everyone goes and does stuff. Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Scare Master, you know this movie.
I just everyone said
Everyone dresses up. Rocky Horror or something.
What
Rocky
is it?
Horror.
And they'll sing along. They'll sing along.
They sing along.
Meatloaf's in there.
So listen, hold on. So this is what we think people should do. Is it just like in that Rocky Horror whatever movie.
Picture Show.
They, people do stuff.
What's the name of the
movie?
Certain
points in the movie. It's Rocky something. Rocky Four.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay, so at certain points in the movie, we think people should do certain things. Like, say, what about when right before the craft service table, everybody sparks up when Mo's in the hallway with the producer Chris Fraticelli.
Here's another thing. When the table falls. When Perry was supposed to be guarding it and he
everyone
knocked it
over.
Everyone
could throw a donut up in the air.
Nope. Everybody should say, Perry knocked over the table. So the minute the table goes down, everybody all at once says,
so if anyone
Perry
has
knocked
ideas,
over the table.
If anyone has any ideas of stuff we could do for that thing, you know what? Put them up on the hashtag. Hashtag, here's some stuff that you could do during Windy City Heat.
That's a lot like
the Rocky Horror movie. I can't remember what, Rocky think, something.
That's a, it's a long hashtag.
Well, put it on Facebook.
Anyway.
Can I get to this, please?
What did you have to say? Because I know you had something you wanted to get to. Oh, and then on Sunday, the very lucky VIP people will get a chance to go to the Chili Cook-Off over at Perry's apartment.
How many is that?
Right now, we're at 390.
Seriously.
Okay.
I need a serious.
Well, I don't know, Perry. It doesn't matter.
For how much chili?
It doesn't
cooking,
matter.
It sure the we'll, fuck does.
We're all three cooking chili.
We'll tell you when it comes time. You don't need to know right now.
All three of us are cooking chili.
Yeah. It's
going to
be a competition.
Yeah.
And the people that are there will get to judge who cooks the best chili. And I'll tell you this. If there's odds, bet on your pal Don.
It's a chili cook-off, but it's more like the chili bowl. Yeah.
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 Anyway, so
I have rules about this chili cook-off, okay?
Sure.
There is no food fighting. No.
Rules, by the way,
no one's getting
keep in
rule
mind.
Number one, no
keep
food
in mind.
Fighting.
That's a great
in
rule,
my, in my apartment.
It's
and
the
reasonable.
Best rule.
No food fighting.
But rules are meant to be broke.
No, okay. Not inside my apartment. Not inside my apartment. Because if there's rules that are broken in my apartment, you are all evacuated.
I agree with Scaremaster, and I
no
think
food
this,
fighting.
This is that's his sputum sanctorum. That's his place.
That's,
now listen,
exactly.
Home sweet home.
Thank you. Now, like as Eddie Murphy joked about his dad. You
party
know,
all the time. I like to party all the
quick,
time.
Real quick, as Eddie Murphy used to joke
yeah.
about his dad.
Oh, yeah.
And his like, dad.
Yeah, I got
his dad would ice cream say, cone.
I got
this
it.
Is my house. Goes, you don't do my rules.
You know, I like
get the fuck
goes
out.
Like, man, I'm Gumby. I like to eat candy. Man.
Okay, can I get to this,
yes.
please?
Hey.
Can
I'm,
I get to this, please?
I'm Buckwheat.
It's an emergency.
Oh, hey. That is really right.
Can I get to this, please? Urgency.
Anything else on the Windy Weekend?
Anything else? Well, let's see.
And then
see.
Monday night, we
yeah,
tape again,
over
too.
At the...
in the belly room.
Yeah. And then, so, but is there anything else on Sunday that we have? Oh, don't forget, we've got the world premiere of Rucka Rucka's new hit video. You heard the song last week. It's Perry Knocked Over the Table. And you'll see the video for the first time. So it's going to be a fun weekend. I want you to get your tickets. Now, Mole, you had something you wanted to say right at the beginning of the show. Do you remember what it was? You came in here and you said it
was talking about, did you see, it was a movie that I saw.
Yeah, go on.
It's got that lady who go in that movie.
Yeah, I know. You said that.
Can I read what I have to
do you remember what it is? Just a second. Stop interrupting. Oh, that's what we should do right now. You know, because I'll tell you this.
Let me do this.
Here's where you, the listener at home, get a chance to be part of the show. Say what's on your mind during our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Don, excuse me.
Hold
on. If you,
why am I?
Perry, please be professional. If you know what you should be thinking about, instead of interrupting the $10 shout out and the rules, you should be turning on the Elvis lights. Now, if you've never heard the show before, the $10 shout out is where you, the listener at home, can write down what's on your mind. Whatever that is, you write it maybe a paragraph, maybe two at the most. You send $10. That's not checks. That's not money orders. That's straight cash, homie. You send that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris. 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, one of the things that I find kind of funny is that people send these things, and it does say $10 shout out. If there's something a little more obvious that there could possibly be money in there.
Yeah.
But we've never had any problems, so don't worry about it. All right, well, listen, got some stuff we got to get to, and this is going to be fun. This first one is a package.
Excuse me.
Hold on. We're in the
I
middle of
doing
this. I
know
who
likes a package. Whoa, T-shirts.
Okay, more than
T-shirt time. We're like Jersey Shore.
Dear Big Three, I'm the owner of a brand new pipe store in Hardy, Arkansas called The Toaster. What's funny about that, Mo?
Because it's, did you ever make toast and you burn the toast and then you get burned? Did you? But I got burned out.
Yeah, we've done something like that.
Did you ever try to, let me ask you this, did you ever try to, light a roach with a toaster?
Okay.
And you put it on a roach clip and you stick it in the toaster?
No, I never have.
And because the roach clip is made of metal, it hits the toaster?
Maybe I should read
your
on
fingers?
Yeah.
You've done that, Perry?
Yeah. Back when I used to do dope.
You used to do dope?
Back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Okay, let me read on.
The hits of today.
I was hoping you could mention our Facebook page, and in return, I would love to give you and the rest of the Big Three a few of our pipes that I have specially picked out for you to match each of your personalities.
Whoa.
Now on Don, here's Don's. I sent you a big three chambered bubbler because you're the leader of the band, and without you, all would be lost. Oh, that's nice.
That's really nice.
I don't even know this guy, and he's already saying something nice about me. Mary Jane, I sent you a mysterious skull pipe with a pretty pink bow. Here's Mary Jane. Pass that to Mary Jane. And he says, because you are both pretty and mysterious. Vince, I've decided to give you a pipe that is colored like the great heavens that you love so much.
Oh.
Maybe you can now have something interesting to talk about at parties. Oh, that's pretty nice. Mole.
I don't suppose there's anything left in that box for me.
I think you're being a little dramatic, Mole. I'll tell you the God's honest truth. There's something for you, Mole.
Whoa, look at this cool shirt.
Mole, you're the most refined and distinguished smoker I know. That's why I'm going to give you a mustache pipe. You always look like a true connoisseur of apple cherrywood tobacco, even if you're just smoking some of Perry's crack cocaine. It also doubles as a nice disguise for blowing smoke in your friend's face without them knowing it was you. Perry, you get a peanut pipe because, like you, it's a cheap piece of
stickers.
Shit. Because, like you, it's a cheap piece of shit that is easily broken.
I like Toaster Man. Whatever.
Where's... Here you go.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your pipe, guys. And we'll see you during the big windy weekend.
Wow, this is awesome.
Please say hi to me if you see me in the crowd. I'm Scott Horton, owner of the Toaster, Hardy, Arkansas. And then he gives his number. Oh, get that one. Oh, look at this one.
Whoa, Dan, look at your giant pipe. Nice. I hope this guy's coming to the windy weekend.
Yeah, he says he wants us to say hi to him. His name's Scott Horton.
Are we allowed to smoke out with Scott Horton?
I hope so.
That's the guy who owns the Toaster in Hardy, Arkansas.
Scott seems like a real cool dude, man.
Yeah, he seems like, he's very nice.
Thanks, Scott.
Mole, here's another one.
Here's a real small glass pipe.
Yours kind of looks like a piece of shit.
It's my t-shirts. Whoa, $10.
It looks like this guy wants me to get back into doing rock cocaine again.
Dear Dan, Mull, and the Scare Master, unfortunately, I'll be unable to attend the Windy City 10th anniversary weekend on October 11th through the 14th. Oh, so I can personally shake all your hands for restarting the greatest podcast in mankind's history. You see, recently I've gotten involved in some legal matters pertaining to a raccoon, a cop car, and bath salts. All I can say is I'm not allowed to leave the state for a while. Therefore, I've decided to send gifts instead for Mr. Dan Barney. I've enclosed a sweet Pink Floyd t-shirt. Mr. Malinsky
gets
a...
We don't need no education. Mr. Malinsky gets a
shirt celebrating Perry's football team and pastime.
That's for you, Mo?
Yeah.
What's it say?
It says, the Bears still suck.
Okay.
You can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Should be pretty easy to figure out, unless you're a stupid Dago Wop who once may or may not have blown a dude 9-2 to advance his acting career.
You're right.
Perry, since every great child chili chef needs an apron, I'm giving you a very special one handcrafted by one of your biggest fans, a recently deceased 93-year-old pre-op transvestite from Turkey named Jerry with a G. It was her dying wish that Perry wears his high-quality chili cookout apron for the rest of the podcast. It would be very disrespectful and bad karma if Perry refused a dead person's final wish and $10 shout-out money. Maybe you can have Mole hold your fanny pack, Dick Tracy fedora, and cell phone so that it fits better. I've also included 3 boxes of Shelby Cobra chili mix to be used during the Big Chili Bash at 772 to Reseda Boulevard, Apartment 102. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. Chili Bash at 702. Sorry. It's been so long since I read that I said it. I went back and I said it, blah, 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 right? Cool? You'll also find a very rare copy of the classic John Candy film, Going Berserk. So Vince has something worthwhile to steal out of Perry's apartment to help support his boring astronomy addiction. In closing, I'd like to thank everyone that makes the Big Three podcast happen every week. Enjoying Perry's violent unprofessionalism and unwarranted sexual advances. Thank you, Kevin Butkoy. Botkoy? Kevin Botkoy.
I don't know. Look, Perry, will you put this on?
Oh, help him out. Turn on, dude.
Oh!
Pretty sweet.
cool.
Yeah, just so you're aware of that during the chili cook-off.
Cool.
You should thank Kevin, Scaremaster.
What's his name? Kevin? Kevin what?
Botkoy.
Botkoy. Kevin Botkoy, thank you so, so much.
Check this out.
Let's get to the next letter.
Can I kindly say what I have
no.
to say?
Let me, we're, in the, no. we're in the middle of $10 shout-outs.
Okay, finish that. And
dear Mr. Caravella, I'm writing this letter to let you know that I'm strongly affirm your status as a heterosexual straight man. I, for one, am getting tired of the $10 shout-outs that accuse you of being a homosexual.
I like that.
Okay, so someone's on your side. You are clearly an accomplished womanizer, as that has been demonstrated by your conquest of many sexy ladies, such as the super hot Guns N' Roses groupie Linda.
If you want to call her a groupie, that's fine. She was married to
Duff.
Thank you.
In fact, it is because of your sexual prowess that
she was my upstairs neighbor.
That I ask you, what? Let me read on.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That I ask you for your help with a major problem I am currently facing. You see, I am sadly a 27-year-old virgin. That's right. I haven't even as much kissed a girl on the lips in all my life, Perry. I was wondering if you could do me a favor that would change my life dramatically. With your help, I may finally be able to shoot my load into that sweet, warm chamber of a woman's pussy. Perry, I'm asking you to perform a secret Javajo prayer ritual.
What?
Over my cum rags, which I have sent along in this letter. I know you'll probably be hesitant to acknowledge that, as a ritual doesn't even exist, so I hereby direct all my $10 shoutouts money goes to be given to you. I've also enclosed $5 more inside the bag of cum rags as a token of my appreciation. Thanks in advance, your best friend, Christopher Deacon. Christopher Deacon. Well, then he sends this around.
Bag right there?
Here. All right. So, says there's more money in there, so if there's $5 in there, that's yours.
Scaremaster gets it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anything over five, obviously, we have to negotiate. Now, he says these are his cum rags.
Just grab the money out of there, dude. Next, you got to do the next letter.
There's no money in here.
Why would he lie?
Why wouldn't he lie?
He said there's $5 in his... Just open... Pull them all out.
There's a five.
Is it wet or damp?
Smell it. Smell it. See if that smells. What's it smell like?
It smells like sweat. Ugh.
Does it smell like cum?
It smells disgusting, yeah.
That's what he said. He puts his dude juice in.
Ugh.
Here you go, Mole.
Are we going to spark this pipe up?
Do you want this?
No, it's yours. He gave it to you. Brother.
Dear Big Three, my name is Stan. I'm a huge fan of the show, as well as a graphic artist making comic books. I listen to the podcast every week, and a few weeks ago I heard Perry talk about how small his penis was and how he shrunk it down to even smaller sizes, which Mole said was his superhero strength. What a genius idea, Mole. The Big Three in their own comic book would be kick-ass. Here are my ideas for Big Three comic book. Every comic needs a villain. Who would be a better villain? And, of course, RC. RC is always looking for trouble, especially in his office and territories, and terrorizes people by tricking them into blowing him, just like Perry did in 92, along with villains.
Excuse me.
A comic needs its superheroes. The Big Three. Dan would be Captain Michigan with his suit colors blue and yellow, his beautiful blue eyes.
Excuse
have the power
me.
To hypnotize enemies into a trance and beat the living hell out of them. And also, he can use it to hypnotize women and sleep with them. Mole would be Dr. Hayes with an all green suit and cape with hints of yellow. His ability to exhale apple, cherry, wood, tobacco smoke from his lungs in unlimited amounts would choke enemies to their death and begging for mercy. The problem I have is picking out Perry's power, so here are ones I've come up with and have Dan and Mole decide which one should be in the comic. Ready?
Go.
The Scam Master. Perry has the ability to scam anyone. He wants with a flick of a wrist. His powers include suing family members for incredible amounts of money, as well as being able to convince people to stage a car crash for him and fake a
call. Stage a car crash with an old lady on the wrong side of the freeway.
Okay, so let's.
Are you admitting to this? Because you've told us differently before.
It's never been staged.
Okay, number two, the Javajo Kid. Perry has the power of the dog, which means he can smell things like semen and poop.
Oh, go fuck yourself!
And gives kids his holy blessings. All right.
Now it's my turn.
Number three.
Go fuck yourself. It's my turn.
No, we're in the middle of $10 shutout. Stop.
You're not in the middle of $10
shutout. Yes, we are. Stop it.
Fucking
stop it.
You're out the fucking
stop it. I'm
going to
tell you one time.
Stop it. Fucking problem.
I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up one time. Shut the fuck up. Stop. Go ahead.
Number three, the Potbelly Prince. As we know, Perry weighs 310 pounds right now. In the Big Three comic, he would weigh 2,000 pounds and have the ability to eat as much food as he wants, but make sure it's lactose-free because dairy is the Potbelly Prince's weakness, and he can shoot stick nuggets from his A in the speed of sound and kill people. He also has the ability to knock over craft service tables anytime he wants to. Some other powers could include super hand jobs, the power to squirt HIV blood to kill T cells, shooting meatballs out of his C word, or the ability to slide and squeeze his way through anything. After all, Perry is 1% Italian and 99% greaseball. Feel free to come up with your own ideas for Perry's superpowers. Thanks from your biggest fan, Stan Lee.
I know Stan Lee. You know Stan Lee?
Yeah, he does
Stan
all that
Lee.
Stuff.
Is he related to Bruce Lee?
No. Can I tell you something? Wait a minute. We're in the middle of a $10 shout out. I would like to say a special shout out to somebody that really helped us out. Gabrielle Dieter, I believe, or how would you say that? D-I-E-T-E-R? I say Dieter, but it could be...
from RevengeOfTheWorld.com?
The comic book?
No, the comic book is...
I need to apologize, Sudan.
Shut up.
Say your part again.
Okay, before I go to any more $10 shout-outs, I got to give a very special thanks to Gabrielle Dieter. I don't know if it's Dieter. It's
Gabby Dieter? Wait, you mean the artist and writer of Psychoplasmics Causes Cancer? No way.
Yeah,
Where do you know Gab Dieter from?
She made these posters. She made the one for the fight.
Oh!
And then she made the fight ones.
Whoa!
So she
really captures Stairmaster X especially.
Well, I just wanted to thank her at RevengeOfTheWorld.com because she paid to have everything done. She sent it to us. What a very, very nice girl.
I'm going to say classy lady.
And she's a great artist. I've actually seen her Psychoplasmic Causes Cancer series. I think there's at least six of them.
Oh, they're great. You got to read number three, man.
Is that the best one?
Well, they're all the best ones.
All right, well, listen, let's get back to the $10 shout-out. Now, dear Big Three, my name is Carl Zuckerman, and I'm a professional dog breeder. Lately, I've had trouble, though, with one of my wiener dogs named Peanut Butter. He's very tiny, and he has trouble with breathing. I know that the Scaremaster, being a Javajo, is quite a dog enthusiast. I also hear that the Scaremaster has a very small wiener and is wondering if he could help me. I have just a few questions, but feel free to tell me any tips you know, even if I didn't ask you about it. Scaremaster, how small is your wiener?
None of your fucking business.
Okay, well, I know. Should I tell him then?
It's a 2x4.
What do you mean?
2 inches long, 4 inches in diameter.
I don't know if that's funny or not, but that sure is funny.
Okay.
It's making me laugh.
You don't like it? Tough shit. I'm actually a 5x7.
What's that mean?
5 inches long, and I mean 7 inches long when I'm hard, and 5 round when I'm.
I don't think that's true. All right. How small is your wiener? How'd you get him to breed? What is your wiener's name?
Oh God.
Do you have a name for it?
No, I don't have a name for my.
You don't.
Oh, that could be a good contest.
So what?
This week, try to come up with a great name for Perry's cock.
And we'll announce that name on the live podcast.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Send in your ideas to, well, actually, I don't know. You guys can put it on Facebook. Moving on. Do you have to manually stimulate your wiener? How do I know when your wiener is ready for breeding? Is it true your wiener is so small people laugh at it? Please, Scaremaster, any advice would be wonderful.
Look, I've had porn stars, so there's no need for my so-called small dick to be a small dick because the girls liked it that I had sex with, so fuck yourself.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. Please, Scaremaster, any advice would be wonderful. Your biggest fan and fellow dog enthusiast, Carl Zuckerman. You told me before that there was like prostitutes that would tell you size doesn't matter.
Some.
Yeah. They're just trying to get more money from you.
Anyway.
To be read by Walter Malins. That's me, Perry. I spent all night trying to log into your website, scaryperry8canadianwood.com, but it would not let me in.
Because you don't know what the fuck
Hold
you're
on.
Doing.
I think that is what you said on your commercial, but I can't be sure because you spent at least 55 of your 60 seconds screaming like a maniac at your best friend, Mole, while he tries to help your business. Luckily, I got an exclusive online invitation to Terrifying Tim's Board Shopper Division for Peter Gibbons. Wow. About 2 dozen boards for me and my friends. I've got to say that the 2013 decks from Perpetic Industries are the best boards on the market. Here are just a few reasons why I love Terrifying Tim's skateboards. One.
Oh, really?
Quality. These guys do not import any cheap crap from other countries. I'm talking about 100% American maple wood boards. Two, safety. Perpetic decks are the only brand of skateboard in the world that guarantees no one will ever break their neck while riding. Three, affordability. Unlike other companies that will charge you up to $69 per deck and then try to scam you with another $20 on shipping, Perpetic decks have always had free shipping. And when I entered the promo code, American Heroes Never Blew a Dude, they gave me a 20% discount. Sex appeal. Number four, sex appeal. When the ladies see me riding one of the Terrifying Tim decks, they know I'm a bad boy who knows how to take care of business in the bedroom. I have heard Perry's boards have the opposite effect, even attracting homosexual men. It's rumored that owning a scary Perry deck is code in the gay community for anything goes. Anyway, I hope you're training hard, Perry. I will not be attending the fight, but I bet $10,000 that you will knock William Randolph Hearst out in the first round. Good luck, buddy.
Congratulations.
Christ, Pastor Raul Ramos, former pastor of Rolling Hills Pray the Gay Away Camp. I really hope the good pastor is going to be there to oversee the
fight. Giving me 10 grand.
No. He bet 10 grand that you're going to beat William Randolph.
You know what's nice is that Pastor Ramos always goes out there and buys Perpetic decks for his whole congregation.
Oh, nothing. Then there's no fight.
Oh, Perry.
All right, fuck that. I take that back.
Well, you were saying something, Mole. Thanks for interrupting Mole again.
I'm just saying that it's nice that Pastor Ramos always gets Perpetic decks for his flock.
Here we go. We've got another $10 shout-out here. Dear Big 3 Podcast, thank you for coming back. I am so happy to get the Big 3 Podcast back in my life that I want to send you all the free shirts for my new clothing line. It's called The North Fits. Logo attached. Right there, The North Fits.
Oh, nice.
And all I need is everyone's shirt sizes, and everyone will get free shirts in my next $10 shout-out. I will even make Don's shirt in Michigan Wolverine colors, in spite of the fact that I'm an Ohio State Buckeye fan. Well, you know what? I'll tell you, this might be the first Ohio State guy I've ever liked. That's how much I like the Big 3 Podcast and what it means to me. Thank you so very much for coming back, Kevin Fitz. Well, thank you, Kevin.
Cool. Thank you.
How do you know he doesn't like to be called Kev?
Maybe, Kevin, whatever.
Yeah, but you said Kev. What if he hates
it? I'm going to call him Fitz.
All right, Mr.
See,
Fitz.
That would be it.
No, I'm a size large. Mole's an extra large. Don's a double extra large.
Is that right?
All right.
You're a smaller shirt size than me. Okay, here we go. Septic Tray Podcast. My name is Jose, and I made a documentary for my video class. My family has never been into religion much, but I heard the Molar guy talk a few times about how great Mr. Parapelli's badass new indie alternative religion is, and I knew I had to make it my subject. But besides the IMDb page for Javajo cult classic movie All Dogs Go to Heaven, info on the Javajos was very hard to find. I read on some Wikipedia page for the Big 3 that a Javajo great historical figure of worship are Clifford the Big Red Dog, Marmaduke, Air Bud, and to a lesser extent, Benji, because a lot of people feel that he sold out his fate when he did all those S-word movies. Other celebrated Javajos include Chris Cornell and Eddie Vedder, who teamed up to form the band Temple of the Dog. They also count Tim Allen among their ranks, who famously created the cinema magic with the Shaggy Dog Detective. There's a great blood feud between Javajos and the furry community, however. They once stood together in unison until certain furry leaders started to integrate weird S word, like cartoon foxes and bears, into the Javajos' strict canine-only sexual worship. I hope Mr. Parapelli can share thoughts on his favorite canine leaders, explain if one of the Javajo principles of roll over and play dead inspired the fake disability scheme, interesting, and also reveal if the rumors about certain secret hand and paw shake ceremonies through curtains in the back rooms of dog grooming salons are all true, because I don't want to be at all disrespectful and spread weird-ass rumors, A-word rumors.
I'm not saying
this film
anything.
Is in your honor, Mr. Scary. I hope the $10 covers any licensing stuff for using your face and words. My teach said you may need a guardian to sign off on it because your brain doesn't work so good. Maybe Mr. Adams can do it for you. Thanks, dude. Dog onward. Jose Hosabi, username on mole play, JQA sore throat from lacrosse team. Nice.
Well, we're coming down to the end of these. Here's one. Big 3. I don't know if you guys got my last letter because it was at the time Don didn't want to do the show anymore because Perry messed everything up. How come Mole doesn't swear?
It was because a while back I was saying a lot of bad words. And then Alex and Martha Walla Walla wrote in and they said I should not swear anymore because of so many children fans we have.
Well, he says it's good because my daddy knew a man who swore and shot himself in the face. Uncle Jason was there. He laughed. He went north, and I can't tell. Well, this guy must be a little kid. Did I send enough money? My brother says that I can send all the money. That's all I can send. Mole is awesome. Don is like an old friend. And then it says Perry is cool and is, and then it says ATCTIVE. So I don't know if that's attractive or active.
It's apple cherrywood tobacco.
Could be. Then he says HIV. Big three, Nelson Allgreen. Oh, then he drew a nice picture. There's a cool picture.
Oh, it is nice.
What's this one? Well, I don't get this one. Uncle Jason. This must be something from his life right there. What do you think that means? Why don't you read that, Mole?
It's Uncle Jason going, ha, 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 and then Daddy holding a gun to a young black man who seems to be shooting the head, and it's saying, please, and the young black man saying, please, F-word, S-word, Y, C-word, I got kids, F-word.
Oh. Huh.
That's not right.
What's not right?
I explained exactly.
People. Well, here's the last of the $10 shout-outs. Mole, would you take this for us, please?
Sure. Dear Big 3 fan base, each week Perry manages to screw up his 60 seconds with his horrific display of unprofessionalism. He neglects to tell all the fans about his weekly special promotions he has going on in Scary Perry Skateboards. If you check out skateboardcoupons.com, you'll find over 100 different coupons and promo codes that Perry offers. Here, Perry's latest promotions is provided by skateboardcoupons.com. Go to Perry F. Caramello's Facebook page and post this promo code on his page. Martin Balsam's awesome. And receive a free Scary Perry skateboard t-shirt. Also, if you post promo code, Perry F. Caramello thinks Charles Bronson is a P-word and accepts his fight to the death challenge, you'll receive a free Scary Perry skateboard of your choosing. Finally, if you post promo code, Perry F. Caramello is a greasy Javajo gypsy necrophiliac that denies the existence of the Holocaust and masterminded the death of terrifying Tempur-Pedic, you will receive both a free t-shirt and a free skateboard of your choosing in 10 minutes alone in a Denny's men's room bathroom stall for free.
Shut up.
Please make sure to tag Perry F. Caramello when you post the promo code on the Facebook page to ensure Perry is notified of your order. Obviously, these are amazing deals that Perry never mentions during his 60 seconds, so if you're looking for a quality skateboard made from cheap Chinese driftwood and handcrafted in Cambodian sweatshop orphanages, then look no farther than Scary Perry Skateboards.
Yeah, right.
I hope this helps Perry's business by getting his promotions out there. Sincerely, Zach Muckerbird, president of skateboardcoupons.com. Well, it seems like a little self-serving, but again, it was valuable information for all the Big 3 fan base. Thank you, Zach.
And that was today's $10 shout-out.
You should sell some
skateboards. $10 shout-out!
You know, man, I just, no. Here's what I want to ask you. I was thinking the other day, I was watching some kids play ball in the park. Oh. And you know how like a kid throws a ball over someone's head? A little boy tries to jump with all his might, but he just can't reach that ball. Mm-hmm. Then he has to chase it down. And it might go into the weeds. And in there, you know, you never know what's going to be in there, but there, it could be a mean doggy, or there could be like a pedophile that captures the little boy and takes him with him. But then there's also a time in life that you've got to put aside 60 seconds for your time. Go!
I've got things that I got to read here.
You got 60 seconds to do with them what you will.
Okay, first off, I got to apologize to you, Don.
Wait a minute. You're going to use your 60 seconds with
Perry?
Well,
okay, then we go to Scary Perry. If you want to order
Do your thing that you want to do this whole
time. Yeah. So
what do you want to do? Do you want to push
your... I got to apologize to you first.
But wait a minute. Before you apologize to me, we can do that later. But I think you should probably push your commercial. Right?
All right. SkaryPerrySkateboards.com. Order decks and T-shirts.
But during your time, when you have your 60 seconds, you usually have nothing but free time because it's all about you. So do you want to say something now or do you want to do it later?
Can I read these to you?
What do you want
to
do?
Because I was supposed to read these when the show began.
I would try to. Maybe you should push your skateboards.
Order skateboard decks and t-shirts at scaryperryskateboards.com. That's www.scaryperry.
That is right, because the other guy had the wrong skateboard.
SK, the number 8, boards.com.
Stop! That was 60 seconds with Perry. Now, I got to talk about something that everyone wants to know about. There was somebody. No, wait a minute. Hold on, please. This is very important. Someone got in touch with me because a lot of guys that I know follow you everywhere you go. And someone told me they saw you go somewhere. And I just want to
see. Where is somewhere?
Did you go to an anger management class?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
When did you start that?
3 weeks ago.
When did you graduate?
In 2 weeks.
How many kids are in the class with you?
11 of us.
What's your teacher's name?
I don't remember.
Did anybody yell in the class?
No, fool.
Did they go like, hey,
Kaiser?
Do you ever get mad?
It's a Kaiser?
How many times have you gone?
I said 3 Mondays.
So every Monday
you go? Every Monday at 3 o'clock.
How's that go? I mean, do you feel better?
Yeah, so far so good.
Really?
Come Monday to anger management class.
Monday,
Tom Brennan told me.
Wait a minute, hold on. Before you get to that,
fuck!
What's the matter?
You're pissing me off again!
No, I'm trying to talk to you about anger management.
You're trying to talk to me about shit that I need to bring up, and you're not allowing me to bring it up, you fucking loser!
Wait a minute, is that a phone call?
Fuck the fucking phone call, asshole! I gotta apologize to you, you
Perry,
fuck!
Stop.
You're not getting your money's worth out of class.
We'll get it right after the phone call. Send that through for us, if you would, please.
Hello and good eve, good summer's eve, disposable douche.
It's not summer anymore, Mr. Adams.
But they don't make autumn douche now, do they, Walter? Do they?
I don't know.
I'll assure you they do not. They certainly do not make autumn douche.
Mr. Adams, you sound really tense.
Apologies, yes, I am. I am tense. I'm really tense. Mama has been at me all day, Mr. Bonner. She misses you.
Oh, I can't keep coming over to fuck her, John.
But that's a shame. That's a shame. Perry, would you like to bugger Mama? Would you like to come over and give her a jolly roger?
No,
she's
you.
Quite a lot of fun.
I pass.
You know what? You know what? Mr. Barnes, do this. Tell Perry about Mama. Tell him about her ample bosom.
Yeah, they're big, but they're fucking saggy as shit and that's disgusting.
Right. That's my Mama. Now listen, quit complaining. You just swing them over her shoulders and they're out of sight.
Out of sight, like cool, right? Like out of sight.
No, I mean they hang down her back. They're literally out of sight. Anywhooms, listen. Who else is giddy with WW fever?
We are.
I know I am. Wait, that's not HIV. Only Perry has that.
I have what?
He's joking, lover. He's joking, lover. He's come. Really, really, I'd like to see that. Come. Like an orgasm. Yes, yes.
You're like Johnny Two Times. Get the papers.
Yes. I should get the papers and spread them out on the floor for Mama to make her business onto. She's already ruined 3 shag carpets with her territorial marking.
Oh, God.
What can I do? The old gal is a super soaker.
Can we just talk about the windy weekend, Mr. Adams?
Yes. Indeed we do, yes. Let's get back to the windy weekend. I'm quite excited, as are all good Big Three fans. I need to tamp down my tallywhacker. I can't wait. In fact, I have a new tune about the entire weekend. Who'd like to hear it?
I'd like to.
I think everybody wants to. Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's hear a new tune about the windy weekend. Me. Here we go. Oh, this is going to be lovely. I went to the windy weekend to reminisce with the Big Three. A chance to see Mole and Mr. Bonis and Scary Perry. When I get to the windy weekend, everything will be okay. I'll be tasting Perry's chili and finding out if he's truly gay.
Happy?
To miss out would be the worst. You might just be the first to see Perry duke it out with William Randolph Hearst. People will dress in costumes. Everyone will make the scene. You'll see Dimitri Moreland, Bird Ward, Frankie Machine. Someone will dress as Wandes or Al Capone's tailor. They will be Cookie Caramello, the gay blind dead sailor. but it's the big three. People are coming to see. For $500, you'll get a chili recipe. Dancers, dancers, tank tops, short shorts. And here we go, shaking it, shaking garden party style. Here we are. Someone will dress like Yogi, or terrifying Tim, or that casting agent, Perry made hand love on him. I'll say hello to Mary Jane. She goes out with Big Lou. Kyle Dickey and Tex Longhorn are coming like an orgasm too. The windy weekend's getting close. Jimmy Kimmel's gonna host. Make sure to keep an eye out for little Nathaniel's ghost. Do 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 la da 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 da. Now we're really shaking it, yes. Windy style, windy weekend style. And here come the windy weekend dancers. If you open up a closet door, you'll see the star of the show. The dirty, filthy greaseball, dog-worshipping Jabberho. If you've got a VIP pass, then you will be in luck. A one-on-one in the bathroom stall with Perry, who will gladly only jerk you off. He'll jerk you hard or soft.
We don't worship dogs.
He'll jerk you hard or soft. He can't please everyone, so there's got to be a cost.
Yeah, he can't jerk off everyone.
But it's really not that much to feel Perry's touch. He'll take you down the Hershey Highway and let you pop his clutch. What do we think? What do we think? Listen, that one got away from me a little bit, but what did we think? Overall, we got the idea. There's going to be lots of people there and dressing in costumes. It's going to be wonderful. What did you think?
Drive stick. You drive stick. The pop the clutch. Drive stick.
Well, yes, I'd like to drive his stick, which reminds me.
Sorry.
Speaking of cars, does anyone know what happened to Mr. Frog when he parked illegally?
He got towed away. Towed.
Yes, yes, towed away. Towed, warts and all. Terrible. Like my tallywacker, warts and all. I'm so bumpy down there, I tell my lovers to close their eyes and imagine it's a dill pickle. Daddy, do you like pickles? Do you like pickles?
No, I don't like pickles.
All right, listen, listen, listen.
Can't stand
seriously,
pickles.
Seriously, listen, listen. Toodles!
Ciao.
What do you want us to listen? Yeah. I don't know. Weird. Bye, Mr. Adams.
Okay.
All right. So listen.
Can this we kindly get
just
to
one
this?
Second, please? Please, may I just may I just for one second, please. I was thinking the other day how great it would be if I was the host of the Amoeba charity auction. Well, when this comes out tomorrow, Saturday the 5th. I'm going to be the host of the Amoeba charity auction. So if you're here a little bit early, come to that. We're actually going to be giving away, I'm going to be putting up for auction, two $150 seats.
Nice.
So somebody there could win that.
Cool.
Or bid for it, I should say, because it is an auction.
Well, you ought to hopefully see if Judd Hirsch and Danny DeVito will bid for those two seats.
Why?
I'm just thinking of their cute sarcastic commercial when they're sitting in a taxi cab and they're acting like they
wait a minute
money.
You think those guys
everything.
Are cute
for their
wait a minute, is that Tex Longhorn over there?
Oh, hey there. How you
hey doing? Tex, you think Judd Hirsch and Danny DeVito are cute? Perry does.
Well, you know,
which one do you think is cuter, Danny DeVito or Judd Hirsch?
I didn't say that they're cute.
Well, ask Perry. Ask Perry which one he thinks is cuter.
Hey, Perry, do you know which one's cuter? Neither of them are cute.
You know who thinks they're cute?
Who?
Kyle Dickey. Kyle.
Hi!
Kyle, which one do you like more, Danny DeVito or Judd Hirsch?
I'm in the threesome, so I like them both.
I'll bet you Jean-Claude would like them, too, because Jean-Claude's from France. He's a nice one.
Jean-Claude is not a homosexual. But they're both very, very warm, lovable human being.
How about Dexter Coleman?
Say, man, what's your problem?
And listen here, sucker. You know, foo, they're just a couple of guys.
Wow, you're using some phrases from the 70s. That's crazy, I like it. Dexter.
I like it.
Please, let me get to this.
Okay.
What is it you want to get to, Scare Master?
I would like to talk about one Christ. Thing, though, and this is something that I'm a little disappointed in you. Now, let's just see how well you listen. Now, Mole, we're having a big show. This could lead to a lot of wonderful, wonderful things. And yet, Perry refuses to do anything to help us out. Anything.
What are you talking about?
Well, weren't you supposed to bring last week that you forgot? You're supposed to bring the records from the hospital that proved that you didn't have a fake disability scam. And
what?
You were supposed
Nobody to... said anything about That's bringing really records.
I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, you were supposed to bring your hospital records to prove that you this was not a fake disability scam. You had said many times that you were going to bring it. Last week you said your doctor didn't have it. You're also supposed to bring...
What?
Are you going to call me a liar?
Yeah, I will.
You never said on the air...
I might have said one time on the air that I'll show you my records, not that I'll bring them over here. Yeah,
you were supposed to bring them here from your doctors, proving that you did not have a disability scam. That's not what this thing is. It's for real. You said you'd do it. You forgot it last week, and now you forgot it again.
I also forgot my neck brace.
You forgot your neck brace because you're supposed to do the Mark Spitz-like poster.
I could go home after this show and get my neck brace and come back in the truck.
I think I've about had it with you after this. Now, if I remember correctly, if you don't have anything to say, Perry's been dying to say something since the beginning of the show. Do you have anything to say?
We could do Mole play.
Okay. That's maybe, yes, Mary Jane.
Did you see the pretty princess?
Oh, she's dressed in a wedding
dress. She's like a queen for the Navajos.
Why did you dress her in a wedding dress?
Well, I thought it was really sweet that Perry says when he's baptized, he's going to get a bride. So I dressed Weeky up like a bride to help for
Mary
awareness
Jane?
To promote for his bride.
You know what, Mary Jane? I'm sorry, but number one, Jehovah's Witnesses do not worship dogs. What we do is we preach God's...
stuff.
Blah,
stuff.
Blah, blah,
we,
blah,
we
blah,
preach
blah, blah.
The good news of God's new kingdom that's going to come on this earth.
What's
soon.
I come like an orgasm.
What?
It's a line from some movie.
Oh, God. You guys are sick.
Well, anyway, it's time that we do the best thing that we do on this show. It's
yeah,
time
it's
once
called,
again.
It's called.
No, Perry, it's time for.
Why
Mole
can't
play.
I talk about this? Why can't I fucking apologize?
Perry,
why can't
Mole?
I
stop.
Bring this shit
stop.
Up?
Stop.
Why?
When you scream, I can't hear you through the headphones.
Oh, Christ.
Let's do it. It's time once again for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, this is where Mole, he's in charge of something really special because he makes up a scene. He'll direct the scene. He'll write it. He'll cast the scene. The only thing that we don't know, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, I think everybody wants to know what happens to that little boy who goes off into the tall grass to retrieve his baseball. Yes, it turns out there is a strange man in there. But are his intentions good or bad? We'll only find out in Mole Play. Scaremaster, I would like you to play little boy, but the only way you can get away from the man, listen, Scaremaster, is... when he confronts you, you read him the stuff that you have in your pocket. You have some special words that you have in your pocket written on a piece of paper that you want to read to him. So go get your baseball, and we'll see if he's going to attack you or if he's going to help you. Okay, Scaremaster, you play the little boy chasing the baseball. Dan, you play the threatening man in the bushes.
I could do that.
You ready, Scaremaster?
First off, I want to read the apology...
Wait a minute, you're coming to get the baseball. So you come in the woods, you come to get the baseball.
And Mole Play. Say, Perry, you start and say, I'll get the baseball, fellas.
I'll get the baseball, guys.
And go get the baseball.
Okay, now you climb into the woods.
Go into the woods, go into the grass, and look for it, look for it. Say, I'm looking for the baseball.
I'm looking for the baseball.
Hey, little boy, what's your name?
Why?
Why? Because I'm just a neighbor. Just I was watching you play ball. I've got to tell you something. I'll bet you that your mother is not very nice to you, is she?
That's not a right thing to say about my
mom. No, but I'm just saying that sometimes she yells at you for no reason.
Well, it's none of your business. Let me get my fucking ball.
No, come here. I want you to meet my little dog. This is Wolfie.
Oh, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in that fucking dog.
Hey, you smell real good, little
the
boy.
The little boy knows the only way he can get out there is to read some papers that he has.
I got to apologize for twisting Don's...
He pulls up papers.
I got to apologize for twisting...
The pedophile...
Take that. I got to apologize for twisting Don's finger. Tell Don I'm done with Carol. Also, anyone who tries to take me away from the big three. Only listen to Tom Brennan and Nick Shedersky. No one else.
Who's Carol?
excuse me. I will never be violent again. Okay. That's the last page. Violence leads to ending my career. I don't want to.
This doesn't seem like it's coming from your. From wait, hold on. This doesn't seem like. It's coming from you. It sounds like it's coming from someone else. And when you read it off these little cards, it really makes me believe that these aren't your words.
Well, they are my words. They are coming from me, but I wrote it down so I don't forget exactly what I'm writing.
Did you write it in class?
No, I wrote it when I got home.
Did they tell you to write it in class?
No, they didn't tell me to write
it. Was it homework? Was it anger homework?
This is not anger homework.
When you go do anger homework, they go home and
it's
get really angry.
It's none of your
angry.
Business what goes on in
I'm
my anger.
You, but what do you do for anger homework in the class?
You gotta do
oh
something.
My God. Did
you
would
make
you
projects?
Go,
no,
I'm gonna fucking leave this! Violence leads like to ending my fucking career. Now stop!
Do you think you make like a
dialogue?
I don't
want to be back in the goddamn system. I need to get
you
a...
Think
I need to be helped to get out of the fucking system. Tom told me last night that I'm in the system.
You
I need to get out of the goddamn
system.
And Don Barris is the guy that can get me out of the system.
What about Scaremaster? Are you talking about the Matrix?
No, he's talking about something that he got on for being unprofessional.
It has something to do with what I did to Hollywood, or did in Hollywood, lawsuits. It helped me get into the fucking system of being blackballed as a Hollywood actor.
Oh, how no one will work with you because
you think that?
Yeah,
you sue everybody.
What? I didn't sue everybody. I did.
Only the people could help you.
I was in the system of a stupid lawsuit. Can't afford to be back in. I need to get out of the system. So well, please.
Just pay back the money that you took from the people.
Yeah.
How do I pay back the money when I took from the people when I don't have a fucking pot to piss in or a window to throw it
out? But you did take the money from them, right?
I was paid off from a lawsuit.
You weren't paid off from a lawsuit.
Not at all. You really
it was
don't...
given to me to shut
it was
me
not
up. Okay.
It was given to you because people didn't want to deal with that. But Scaremaster, you should pay that back because you kind of stole that.
How do I?
It was $50,000. Maybe your ex-lawyer will give back the money that you gave to him, and that'll be a start.
He doesn't have a shit.
Oh, you know what? You can give all the money you make from the ticket sales from the Windy Weekend.
Wait a second. Wait a second, am I getting fucked or am I getting fucked?
No, I'm just saying.
Look, I ain't got nothing, okay? And I'm going more and more and more and more in a starving, ranting rage. I don't want to go down that fucking road again.
Okay, look for the baseball. And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play.
Wow, that was an intense Mole Play, especially at the end. Sit down. Sit down for a minute.
Go, my God,
just sit down. Just sit down.
Perry,
just
sit
down. Did
stay,
you just hit
please.
Me? Did you
sit,
just hit me?
No,
I think you might have to get some extra credit from Anger
I'm
Class.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
wait, well, is Anger Class teaching you how to be angry?
It's teaching me to calm down, but,
oh,
you know.
Well,
it's not doing a very good job. So what goes on in these anger management meetings?
We write down... you know, days of when we get upset and stuff, and we,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sometimes we discuss our anger problems, and sometimes we talk about other things.
Like what? Pop culture in your personal lives?
Part of it.
Really?
Yeah.
You will do that there.
Ripped that off from us.
It really did, and that's what method they use to teach your anger
Maybe
management.
They're trying to get a podcast going with you.
He says pop culture. I just whatever.
Well, we are 1 week away from our biggest break in our life.
Now, Scaremaster's had bigger breaks.
Has he?
Yeah, he broke his neck.
Oh, that's true.
Twice.
How do you think that this is going to turn out? What do you think is going to happen on this weekend?
Friday night will be fun. Saturday night will be fun. Sunday, I am.
Sunday's
going to
be the best because you don't.
Sunday is a juggle because I don't know how good you guys are going to behave at my apartment complex.
Scare Master, look at the other.
Listen to me, please.
The first times we were there, nothing happened, and you're making this whole thing up. Nothing happened. Last time we were there, we went there and did a podcast, and it was a great one, and we left. Now, Andy Dick showed up, and that was a whole hassle, but we got him out of there. Time before that, we went there, and we made you a beautiful dinner. We all had a beautiful dinner, and we watched the movie. And we filmed that, and it made it on the DVD extras. The first time we went there, Dan choked on sausage, and you freaked out.
First two times.
And you got mad that I touched some CDs. But that's it.
Okay.
So what's going to happen? I brought hot dog buns and Paisano wine.
The new manager, when you come over to my place, you're going to see new flowers in the front of the complex.
Really?
Wow.
Is that for the windy weekend? Right off the patios. They dug up like 3 feet. Out from the patio, and they put flowers there, so you can't like jump over the patio.
We're gonna try.
Well, you could do that and destroy the flowers, and then piss off the managers and get thrown out of the building. I am not gonna allow any of that shit.
Let's go.
I'm not gonna allow any of that shit,
dude. You know we're gonna behave. This is only VIPs and us.
Okay.
Yeah, people are spending $500 a ticket. By the way, what's gonna happen with him? He calls me constantly. You are going to
There is
fight.
No fighting at my complex.
We'll go somewhere.
Down the street is a boxing ring off of Park and Rosita.
Well, then we got to take the money out of the tickets.
Yeah.
To rent the boxing ring. I say we do it at the Denny's parking lot.
I say do it in the Denny's basement. Or in the sewer.
Basement?
Or we go in the sewer beneath your house.
Sewer beneath my house?
That's really dramatic. You'll hear the water dripping in there while you guys are fighting.
I have a question, Perry. Is there a wheelchair bathroom in the Denny's men's room by your house?
Yeah, what if we have handicapped fans?
The big bathroom.
I would think so.
That we have handicapped fans? What are you calling our people?
Fans? I didn't say anything about handicapped fans. I don't have a wheelchair. Well, no. First off, nobody's allowed to go into my bathroom in my apartment.
Oh, you got to be kidding. These VIPs, they have to use the restroom, and they're not allowed to use your facilities. They're guests in your home. You're an Italian man, and you're welcoming people into your place.
Now, they get a tour of the Denny's bathroom, so maybe we can all go down
Denny's
there.
Denny's is a block
right,
away.
But maybe
as far away as the IHOP is from in this place.
Maybe we take a big group walk into the Denny's bathroom, like all the VIPs and us.
That's disgusting.
See, like, where you kind of call home, home.
Home, home?
Yeah.
It's where you call home, home. Or where you think it's my home. That's not my home.
Well, anyway.
I'm not there a lot.
We got to take care of the Mark Spitz poster because I'd like to be able to sell those for the big show. Okay, so we got to take care of that this week in the next couple days.
If you want me to go home and
I don't want to see any more today. But anyway, let's move on. We've got... Next week at this time, on Friday, we're going to be having the time of our frickin' life.
I agree.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me on SimplyDon1. That's my Twitter. On Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. On my Instagram, it's at SimplyDon1. And on Vine, I'm at Don Barris. Moel, how can people get in touch with you?
Just call me. It's the best way to get me, really. Or just cruise by. My car's
parked
up inside.
You can go online to... first you can email me at scaryperryx1050@gmail.com. KNAC's shut down their page. By the end of December, there will be no more... KNAC email sites, and I forward all my Yahoo, my Roadrunner, everything's going to the Gmail page. So it's scaryperryx1050@gmail.com. So all my pages are going to that site. Also, Facebook, Perry.Caravello. Twitter, ScaryPerry818. MySpace.
Oh, jeez.
All right, that's good.
Mary Jane, did you had something. You have a new place that people can come and see you. What's the name of that?
A with the circle, the Mary Jane Style on Twitter.
Nice.
And YouTube channel.
Don't forget, next week, it's the 10th anniversary of Windy City Heat being released. It's our Windy Weekend. Yeah, you can catch me every night at the World Famous Comedy Store. On Mondays, don't forget our Ding Dong Show. But guys, right now, put her there. Big three.
October 11th is also my daughter's 24th
Shut
birthday.
Up. Who cares? Goodbye. Hey, Mole. Sorry to interrupt the end. What do you think? Should we play the Rucka Rucka song to finish things off?
Can we play the Rucka Rucka song again?
You want to hear it, Perry?
Be my guest.
So here it is. Perry knocked over the table.
Back.
2003,
a new movie came on TV about a sports PI
who just wants to find
a stolen fridge.
Perry was a kid with a dream
and a fake disability scheme.
Perry fucked up the audition real hard,
so they gave him some part Carson Daly didn't want.
John Quincy Adams was only on the phone, but Perry got a boner on the set of Oklahoma's.
Perry Caravello cooked some shits.
What's the double fucked his bitch?
Chilling with the guys munching on Spanish fly.
While Perry calls another fucking day in paradise.
Why was the red band even there?
Why did Perry make them miss the premiere?
Some questions remain from the last 10 years,
but one thing stays real motherfucking clear.
Perry knocked over the table. I saw it on basic cable. Perry knocked over the table. Perry's not really disabled. Perry knocked over the table. Perry hangs out at the Rainbow. Perry's a fucking Dago.
Perry never denied being gay, though. Perry sued Mole, Don Kimmel, and Bobcat. Daddy damn near ruined the podcast.
Perry, I got you a contract.
Says suck my dick and lick my nutsack.
Bitch,
sign here while I come on your tits.
Cause I'm fucking your bitch right in front of your kids.
The contract signed, you belong to me now.
You can run it by Saul Steinberg, it's Greenbound.
Yo, Perry, don't try to fuck with me.
Your real name's Kyle, the hand job dicky.
You can't get chicks, so you stick in your dick
inside Wolfie's mouth.
Get off me, sick!
You worship a dog that created the AIDS.
When I see you in the street, I'ma break all your legs.
Try to fight back with the Javajo curse.
I beat your ass worse than William Randolph Hearst.
Perry knocked over the table. I saw it on basic cable. Perry knocked over the table. Perry's not really disabled. Perry knocked over the table. Perry hangs out at the Rainbow. Perry's a fucking Dago.
Perry never denied being gay, though.
How the fuck do you expect me to get this part?
Breaks in this door, breaks in this door.
If you could get me some crap or some poop.
When it's good, it's good.
The best acting out there is real stuff.
It's coming,
yeah, just like an orgasm is coming.
Sticks and stones will break some bones.
Pissing me off, man, it's pissing me off.
I'm a fag.
Perry knocked over the table. I saw it on basic cable.